looking for. You know I'm trying to get away from these kind of parts, right? Just think on it. You might want to go in and read for it. I'll send you the sides. Okay, bye. Wow, well, I do not know about this. I return to the television. After Dr. Phil, I may as well head back to the courtroom for Judge Judy. I think of my college classmates from Dartmouth who are performing neurosurgery at this moment, or being senators. Kirsten Gillibrand, Democrat, New York. Coming up on Judge Judy, you're a moron, sir! Listen, she told me I could keep her dog. I don't want to hear it. I'm smarter than you, sir. Do you understand? I'm is not an answer. Ring, ring. What the huh? It's my agent again. Rachel, I have another part for you. Three parts in one day? This is unheard of. It almost seems like it's being used as a comedic device. Character is named Lala. Okay. Now, don't pay attention to what it says in the script. It's a great part, and the movie's going to be huge. Paul Rudd is the lead. You have one scene, but it's a killer. Okay. Lala is a mousy secretary. Okay, that's my specialty. What's the scene? Lala walks into the room. She's 60 years old. She's the ugliest woman in the world. Sorry, wait, I thought you just said she's the ugliest woman in the world. Well, that's what it says in the script, but you know, they just write that and, oh man. And in the movie, there's a contest to see how much money each man would pay to not have sex with Lala. But that doesn't mean they think that about you. They want your spin on it. It's one day, pay scale, you have to fly your